It's Morning Edition on New Hampshire Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Ross Boyd. On Wednesday, New Hampshire becomes the 15th state to ban the use of handheld cell phones while driving. But despite months of warnings from state officials, car dealers say they're seeing a rush of drivers come in at the last minute to make sure they're in compliance. Ron O'Connor Jr. is a service director at Irwin Automotive Group in Laconia. He joined NHPR's Morning Edition producer Michael Brindley to talk about the impact at his dealership.
So tell me about what you've been hearing over the past few days and weeks.
Well, the last few days and weeks, we've had quite a few phone calls and customers stopping by to make sure their phone's compatible with their system, and also to be sure that they have the correct setups and they understand exactly how to use it. We also offer a technology night the second Thursday of every month where customers can come in and have a one-on-one session with one of our experts in the technology field. And we also welcome anybody to stop by the dealership at any time to be sure they're all set and the phone's correctly hooked up to their vehicle system.
So what kind of turnout have you been seeing for those technology nights?
Technology nights will vary based on the demand of the customers, but lately we've had a few extra people showing up with the law coming into effect on July 1st. Really, though, we do accept customers at any given time for assistance with the systems, just because obviously it's a critical time coming up, and we don't want any of our customers or anyone at all getting a stop for just not knowing how to use the system. Some of the issues we run into is the phones themselves may not be compatible with the vehicle's system, so we assist customers in trying to find a phone that they may be able to go order at their local Verizon store or U.S. Cellular store that is actually compatible with their vehicle.
Has there been a lot of education here? I mean, what are the common questions or misconceptions you hear from customers about what they're hearing about the law?
I'm not sure there's too much confusion on it. I think the bigger issue is some people have had the technology in their cars for years and just never used it. They weren't comfortable with it, or they didn't really understand it. So obviously the New Hampshire has been telling them for quite a while now that this is coming up. Somebody said it's been about 6 months. They've been warning people. And just like everything else, people wait till the last minute, but you know, we'll do our best to accommodate every single person that comes through the door.
So you're expecting kind of a little bit of a rush here in the next day or two before the law goes into effect?
Yeah, I do expect that. We have plenty of technicians available, and our service writers all know how to pair phones also, so we're ready for the onslaught.
Is the sense you're getting from customers that this is something that they are in agreement with or something they're doing kind of because they have to?
I'm sure the way things happen, some people I'm sure are very upset that they even have to use it, but I personally have been using it for a while now, and I see it as a huge safety feature. When you have that hand off the wheel and the phone's up to your ear, there's definitely two things: a distraction, plus you don't have full control of your vehicle, so it makes perfect sense to me. I wish they'd come up with a technology where a vehicle, you know, if the phone's moving more than 2 miles an hour, you can't text. I mean, I see more people texting than they do anything else, so that'll hopefully help. The new law will hopefully help eliminate the texting issue. I think texting is almost as dangerous as driving intoxicated, if not more so.
Ron O'Connor Jr. is a service director at Irwin Automotive Group. Thanks for taking the time.
No problem. Anytime.